This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2337. Why do Americans love bulk buying? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
A huge connection topic in American culture is Costco. Today, find out why Americans love Costco, how they talk about it, and how to build a connection based on this conversation topic. What is the key to growing your career when you use English at work? Three things. You need natural and spontaneous conversation skills to build those work relationships that are crucial. You need to respond clearly in fast work discussions or meetings. And you need the power to switch from formal business talk to informal casual chats with coworkers. Need a simple roadmap to build these skills in 2025? You can save up to $100 off our Business English course when you join by January 12th at midnight. Go to allearsenglish.com/business and don't miss it. This is the way to start 2025 with the right plan. allearsenglish.com/business.
Hey there, Michelle. How's it going?
Good, Lindsay. How are you?
Good. Michelle, I have a question. You ready?
Yeah.
So do you have a particular grocery store that you are loyal to? Is there a grocery store that has your heart?
Well, okay. So yeah, it's funny. I feel like the ones that have my heart are not the ones that I go to on a daily basis.
Yeah that makes sense.
Right. So they're kind of the special ones. They might be a little further away, not right there, because there are always the basic ones, maybe 5 minutes away.
Sure.
And that's like the everyday ones, but the special ones that have my heart, I would say are Trader Joe's, and I do like Costco. What about you? Are you loyal to any?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I like Costco a lot. I don't go very much. I don't have a membership, but sometimes like I'll sneak in under, you know, like my mother-in-law's membership or something when I get a chance to, but I like to try to walk if I can to my grocery store. So there's a King Supers just down the road. So I try to go there, but yeah, Costco, you love it. I get it. Because who doesn't? Who doesn't?
Yeah, Michelle? No, exactly. So today we're going to answer a listener question about Costco. And this comes to us from YouTube. Lindsay, do you want to read the question for us before we get into it?
Yeah, this question comes from Hamza Larifi 7092. And Hamza says, thank you for such an amazing podcast. Could you do one episode on Costco word? First time I heard it, it's not clear to me. So I would love to use it. So Michelle, we're just assuming this listener is asking about just Costco, and we're going to talk a lot about the Costco effect, talk a lot about this global phenomenon of Costco, right? And what it means in American culture versus, you know, I have some observations from living abroad, grocery shopping, how it happens, when it happens, very different around the world.
Yeah, definitely. And so to this listener, if for some reason you were intending to ask a different question, please feel free to write to us again and we'll try to answer that question. But hopefully we got it. And thank you so much for that question. So I actually recently became a Costco member.
Ooh, congratulations. You'll have that membership for life, Michelle.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. My mom is a huge Costco fan and she wanted to buy it for my family as part of a housewarming gift.
Oh, that's cute. That's nice. That's a nice gift.
Yeah. So I was telling Lindsay before the episode that my mom really loves Costco. I mean, you know, there are people who really, really love it.
There are.
You know,
oh, yeah.
You have pretty people. If you, there, Costco is not something where you just, oh yeah, I like it.
No, yeah. You don't, you also don't casually wander into Costco because it's usually right. in a kind of rural suburban area drawn out. You have to drive, you have to take a big car to fill it up. It's not just a window shopping thing. Oh, I happened to stumble into Costco, picked up a few things. No. It's a commitment. You probably strategize around what time you go.
It's so true. And that's why it's so different than like, I go to ShopRite. Okay. I had to pick up milk and a few things. Costco is, you're not going to just go to Costco to pick up some milk.
Yes. 100%.
I mean, unless you live next to the Costco, I guess, but most people don't live next to the Costco.
And I love that Hamza asked this question because you're right, Michelle. It is a huge connection topic in so many ways. Yes, it's just a grocery store, but it's so much more than that because you have already in this episode shared your mom's thoughts on Costco, which brings up your own memories of childhood and your current exchanges with your mom now. I mean, she's gifting your family this. It's a big deal.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, it's true. This is definitely a huge connection topic. And I was telling Lindsay that my mom, even to this day, whenever you ask her, if you say, "Mom, I love this," she'll say, "Oh, Costco, honey," meaning like I got it there. And so I was telling Lindsay that she always says Costco, honey. And so my nephew thought for the longest time that it was actually the name of the store was Costco, honey.
Well, that would be a good name, I suppose.
Yeah, Costco, honey. Or maybe if you get honey at Costco, then yeah.
That's hilarious. That is so funny. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So what's the big thing? Let's get to the heart of it. We know we've looked this up a bit. Looks like, Michelle, you did a little research. It looks like Costco's all over the world. So we feel pretty confident that you all are going to resonate with this. But what is the big thing that's different about Costco versus, you know, the grocery store down the street? Like, what's the point of Costco?
Right. To buy in bulk. Mm-hmm. Right. And yes. I think we've talked about in bulk in the past, but we're going to mention it today. So in bulk, what does that mean?
In bulk. Yeah. It's a great one to know here. It means in large quantities. So again, instead of buying one thing of soap, you would buy a bundle of 17 soaps until next Christmas. Right. So yeah, it's a buying in bulk thing. And the idea is to get things cheaper per unit.
Yes, exactly. It's a pretty big cultural phenomenon and people have pretty strong feelings about Costco, I think. I think it was even on an episode of Seinfeld once. It makes its way into pop culture. It's a big deal. But Lindsay, you also wanted to talk about something called the Costco effect. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I think this is out in the zeitgeist of our culture that people mention this, the idea that maybe you go and you say, I'm just going to, maybe some people will go to get one thing, but they buy it in bulk and then they come out with a whole shopping cart full of stuff. Because it's just the idea that things are cheap. Things are cheap, so we buy more of it, even if we didn't necessarily need it. So the key here is that you need a big house to be able to store all these things, right? So this works better in more suburban areas and rural areas than in the city, because I mean, like, just not having enough storage, right, to be able to store things. And also, I want to talk a little bit, Michelle, about grocery shopping habits. I mean, how often do you grocery shop in American culture? When do you? Yeah.
Great question.
Yeah.
I just moved, you know, and I used to live, this has been one of the hardest adjustments. I used to live right next door to the grocery shop. So just even at 10 o'clock at night, if I needed something, I'll just run over.
Yeah.
So, but it's interesting. The closer you live, the more frequently you go.
Sure.
So you might just shop for that night. You might just shop for, you know, a couple days at a time. Now that, I mean, the grocery store is a 5-minute drive away. So yesterday I popped in, I just needed a few things. I would say once to twice a week, I'm in the grocery store. It's still fairly frequently, but not, I used to just
all the
go
time.
In there all the time, all kinda the like time.
Part of your night, right? Part of your evening.
I have to be a little bit more thoughtful about it. Not too much. It's not like it's an hour away or anything, but a little bit more thoughtful about it. What about you, Lindsay? How often do you go?
Yeah, similar thing. So we go on Sundays. We do a big trip on Sundays, which is what I did when I was growing up, which I think is kind of the typical American layout. Sundays, most people go to the grocery shop and fill up your cart once a week. And then we'll also, you know, if we need something, we'll walk walk, go to the one locally down the street. So we'll drive to the one on Sundays and then walk to the ones, you know, in the evening if we want to add something to dinner or something like that. But the reason I'm asking this, Michelle, is when I lived in Japan and when I lived in Paris, I noticed that things were really different. The grocery shopping seemed to be happening pretty much every evening when people were getting off the train, because the grocery store was a smaller shop in between the train station and people's apartments. So what does this mean? Getting fresher food, is really interesting.
I think there's a more, maybe more of an emphasis on freshness. And well, like for me, I mean, yesterday, for example, I bought salmon at the grocery store, and it was, you know, then Dan later said, oh, should we go out to dinner? I said, no, I have salmon because once I waited, I got salmon. And then by the next day I said, okay, we'll have it in like a day or two. And it was already spoiled. And so I have this idea in my head with salmon that if you get it, like you have to have it.
Yeah, kind of. I agree with that, actually.
Yeah. So, salmon is like an immediate, like we're having it tonight.
Yeah. So I think Costco makes sense in American culture. I mean, we're shopping once a week. But I do kind of wish that we had more of a culture of shopping daily. It is what it is.
I think it depends where you live.
It depends where you live. Yeah. Maybe if you're in a more urban environment, like you were saying, you would go and grab stuff every night. Maybe that happens more in an urban environment, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was curious about if Costco is popular in other parts of the world. So AI gave me some results. So it looks like, the US and Puerto Rico, 614 warehouses.
Wow.
There are Costco's in Canada, Mexico, Japan, the UK, South Korea, Australia, and Taiwan.
See, it's interesting that so even in Japan, where I was mentioning, where I observed a lot of small, tiny grocery stores, there's still space for a Costco effect, like a Costco type of store for bulk buying, even though the apartments are very small. So I'm curious about that, actually. Maybe we'll have to put this into a poll question today somehow, Michelle.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So anyway, the listener is asking about Costco. So we're going to give some words. We already started a little bit. So we did in bulk. So I like to shop in bulk so I don't have to do shopping more than once every 3 weeks. Woo.
Wow, that would be amazing. I just don't know how that's possible because you have to get fresh things like milk, right? I don't know, maybe, but
this person is really living on the edge.
And people will do this now too on Amazon. I mean, it will be interesting to see how Costco does. Amazon also does a lot of people buy in bulk on Amazon, right? Buy 17 soaps instead of, you know, like I said. Samples are another thing about Costco that's that's actually so important that we have to mention. Michelle, what about
that? Costco is famous for its samples. So yesterday I was at ShopRite and they had one little table of samples and it was just like, oh, a Costco wannabe.
Yes.
And sometimes you'll see even Trader Joe's does samples, but nobody does samples like Costco.
Yeah.
They all around the store, they have counters with samples to give out. And it's like, you can get the other time I was there was like spaghetti and sauce. I mean, real, it's good stuff.
Real samples. They do everything big, let's say, right?
yes, exactly. So that's always an exciting part. I mean, you can go over there and you can basically have a whole lunch on samples.
It's true. And I think people probably do. Here's a sample sentence. So I'm heading over to that end for the samples. I'll catch you later. Yeah. And so when people talk about Costco, they're talking about kind of an experience.
It's not a regular.
Samples. Yeah. It's not a regular. I'm going to go to my whatever no name grocery store. It's Costco. It's a big deal in our culture. Okay. The samples, the bulk buying, the deals you're getting, how big your cart gets. I mean, how much you have in your car when you come home. It's a big deal.
Right. It's an event. Or then you could say great deal because they do have some good prices. So you could say, I got the greatest deal on yogurt.
I mean, I'm sure they have great prices, right? Because if you're buying so many of these things, it has to be a good price. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a new year, and if you're in charge of hiring and you're faced with an open position, you need to hire the right person fast. As a business owner myself, I've learned that competing for great talent is no joke. You need the right tools. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed Sponsored Jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, Sponsored Jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. I love that Indeed makes hiring fast because you're able to target your search to specific geographic locations. Just how fast is Indeed? In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, but you do need a membership, right? So that's our next keyword. I think our listeners know it, but here's a sample sentence. I'm definitely going to renew my membership this year. So I don't know what it costs for a Costco membership these days, but it's probably worth it if you go every week and save a ton of money, right?
Right, exactly. And then they have different plans. Of course, we got the basic and then we upgraded because we realized that financially it actually made sense to get the more expensive plan. It's funny how that works out. And then I thought we would teach big box store. Would you say Costco is a big box store?
Yeah, I think it is. What is a big box store, Michelle? Let's define that first.
To me, big box store is like a Walmart, you know, just like the, here, let's look it up officially. Yeah, I looked it up and according to Investopedia.com, the first one they list
Walmart
is, Walmart, Home Depot, Tesco, IKEA, and then it says
Target.
Costco and BJ's are the original.
Oh, interesting. So the idea
low
is
prices. Yeah. So this prices. Is Investopedia.com.
Large inventory, like pretty much everything you need, you could get at a big box store, low prices, but and usually always a franchise. No, not much character most of the time. Although Costco, you could argue, does have that character as we're talking about, just because it's such a phenomenon. So I know big box stores aren't charming, but they can be a lot of fun if you don't get overwhelmed. Do you get overwhelmed when you go to a place like Target or Walmart or something, Michelle?
Yes, I do. I very overwhelmed. I can only do a little bit. I mean, it's a lot for me. What about you? It's crowded and sometimes it's hard for me to make a decision and things.
Yeah, it depends on my mood when I go in. Usually I know what I need and if I can't find it right away, I get annoyed. So I start kind of pacing. I was trying to figure out, read the signs, like where do I go? Yeah. I just need a Tupperware and where's the Tupperware?
Exactly. Yeah, that can get frustrating. But yeah, I've had it. I mean, just as far as a connection topic, this is huge because I mean, I just a couple weeks ago, I was at the park and I was talking to my son's friend's dad. I mean, all about Costco. He was going on and we were just having so much fun in our conversation. So this is just, really is something people talk about.
It really is. And I'm super curious if that's unique. As we said, Costco is global, but is it such a hot topic globally, or is it
more of
an like Americans like it because we get the deal and we like to buy things in bulk? I'm really, really curious. So I think maybe that will be our poll question today, Michelle.
Yeah.
Is Costco a connection topic in your culture, or is there something else that does that for you?
Like
another type of shopping experience. Let's go into a role play, Michelle.
Let's do it. So Lindsay, we are at Costco. So
of course,
get into the Costco spirit. Okay. So we're friends who run into each other at Costco.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. Hey Lindsay, good to see you.
Hey, I didn't know you had a Costco membership.
Yep. I just got it. Love it so far.
Oh, me too. Let's walk over there and get some samples.
Okay. Yeah. I started coming here because now with my family, I need to shop in bulk.
Perfect place to do it. And you get great deals here.
Yes. I love it more than other big box stores.
It's my favorite. Maybe we should get lunch here after.
It's so affordable. Yes.
Okay. Now let's get the samples first. Oh my gosh. That's okay. So funny. They do serve meals in Costco too, I guess.
Yes, you can. Yeah. You can get a hot dog. You like hot dog. You can get a hot dog and a drink for $1.50, I think.
That is
and
so
you can get
cheap.
Pizza and something. It's like there that you can get a bottle of water for 25 cents. Well, you know,
and I think this is especially relevant now. We've just been through a roller coaster of inflation, right? Inflation was as high as 9% in the US and higher around the world. We know that. Mm-hmm. And so it becomes even more relevant, this kind of cost savings to people, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those prices aren't going back down, but if we can make sure they don't go up as much, we can enjoy still buying further in bulk and saving even more.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right. So I run into you and you said, I didn't know you had a Costco membership.
Yeah.
It's like you're in a special club.
I'm in a club now. It's a big deal. And I said, oh, me too. Let's walk over there and get some samples. All right. It's mm-hmm. all about the samples.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a social thing too. We're going to go together and get the samples.
Let's go get the samples.
By the sample table and chat. Oh, it's so funny.
Yep. Exactly. And I said, I started coming here because now with my family, I need to shop in bulk. So I'm saying I need 25 soaps, basically.
Exactly. You need 25 soaps. Yeah. And then I'm saying perfect place to do it. And you get great deals here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I said, yeah, I love it more than other big box stores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. All right. So this is a great topic. It's also related to another one that we did, which will be our listeners' next stop. What is that?
Yeah. Guys, head on over after this episode to episode 2322. That was, do you doom spend? Connect over this topic in English.
Yes, that's a good one. Any mm-hmm. final takeaway for our listeners today? Where do we want to leave them?
Well, I would like to dedicate this episode to my mother.
So sweet.
Yeah. I love you, Mom. And yes, this one goes out to you. But just for everybody else, I just wanted to say that it is a really good connection topic. It seems kind of silly that this would be such a connection topic, but it really is. Like, I mean, at least it might not be in other parts of the world. And that's what we want to find out from you. But in the US, generally, it's a big connection topic. You can just bring it up and somebody will say, oh,
someone will have something to say. Exactly. Especially for our listeners who are moving to the US, as you know, internationally, if you're working here, relocating here, be ready for that. Know that might come up, and we're going to check out the poll after this episode and we'll see if we can get some answers from our audience, Michelle.
Awesome.
Very excited.
Love
it. All right. Well, you have a good day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.